GMB, 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 GMB.
Get some, get the, I like Chris Bach, that,
GMB, GMB.
Run up the numbers, fuck up them commas, we about to buy today. Feel it the same, feel it the same, bitch, I want it all today. Call him a deal, she want a deal, we gon' do it all today. Give it to her on the give and go, I'm ballin' like a Chris Bach. To the base, about to whip a nine like a babe. You know I'm sticking to the base. Undercovers got me Dutch case. Tell my partners gotta keep it base. There's a couple of haters on the sideline mad cause a nigga getting dollars. I tell my jeweler fuck him, make him hotter. Fiji water on my collar.
Yeah.
Really don't fuck with no fuck niggas. I got enough problems. We can go up niggas. I got enough bullets. Pull up and dump at you. Fuck all that talking. I ain't finna bump at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me give it to you basic.
All right, WWFLIP, When We Feel Like It podcast, where we broadcast when the fuck we feel like it. Sean right back in the building. And that song right there is called Basic, and that's by Chucky Trill. And if you don't like that song, well, you might be fucking basic. I don't know. You tell me. And yes, I'm sticking to my consistency, getting these weekly episodes out for the streets, trying to make it happen, man. And recently, I saw an outcry of women not being outraged, but I guess annoyed by people calling them auntie. I found that kind of funny. Because after I thought about it, auntie is kind of the female version of when dudes call other dudes OG. And just like that, for older dudes, that kind of pisses them off. Like, don't call me OG. Because we already know what OG means to another guy. A guy's like, if you calling me an OG, you calling me old as hell. That's what you really doing. And typically, some of the youngins try to force that shit too. They try to force the OG on you. It's like, dog, relax. Like, you could just be playing basketball with a youngin and he trying to call you OG. It's like, dog, just dropped 35 on you. Why you calling me OG? Relax. Take it fucking easy. And now women, they finally got an OG designation. And that shit is auntie. And that shit drives certain women crazy. Because if you call them auntie, it's kind of like putting them in a non-sexual role. Which is kind of funny because a lot of women don't want to be sexualized. But it's like a tricky situation. It's kind of like the Aisha Curry shit. Like, they still want to be recognized as attractive and, you know, they still want to be gawked at. But they don't want to be over the top type shit. Which, again, I understand all that. But the auntie shit is kind of funny. It's like, what do you want? Can I look at the ass? Can I not look at the ass? Can I flirt with you? Can I not flirt with you? What the fuck should I do? God damn it. Yeah, but a lot of women said they tired of the whole auntie shit. And that shit just came out of nowhere, really. People just start saying that shit. Really on some sarcastic type shit. Or calling like older, outer date type shit, auntie type shit. But I would like to know if any women are listening, how y'all feel about the whole auntie shit. And have you ever been called auntie? And how do you respond when being called auntie? Because again, the whole situation is kind of funny. It's kind of weird. I don't really have like a opinion about it for myself, from my personal perspective, really. Outside of the fact, like I said, it's like the woman version of OG. But that's not really an opinion. That's more of an observation. And also for the youngins out there, on a sadder note, like there was a guy that we used to work with at my current job. And he's been gone for a couple months now, maybe even a few months. But anyway, he recently committed suicide. And it just goes to show that you never really know what people are going through. Because at the job, he was pretty much happy-go-lucky, always showing us different women he messing with and all this type of shit. And, you know, the word got back to us that he committed suicide. And it might have been over a woman that he was dealing with. We don't know the specific details, but, you know, that's kind of what we were hearing. So if there are any youngins listening to the podcast and don't really have people to talk to, man, you can reach out to me. We could chop it up. I'm not really tripping. If y'all feel like y'all don't have nobody to talk to, I mean, y'all need to start reaching out to people and shit and, you know, get some shit really figured out. Y'all ain't out here alone in the world. Y'all could chop it up with us, man. Fuck with me, for real. If you have athlete's foot or something weird, fuck with me. I ain't got shit for you, but I mean, we could chop it up, see what's going on. But again, on a serious note, like, if you feel like you don't have nobody to talk to, man, hit me up, for real. We can't have y'all out here just offing y'all self on some bullshit over some everyday regular shit that everybody goes through. Because a lot of young people right now are killing themselves over shit that everybody's going through. Everybody's stressed out. Everybody's had enough in one way, shape, form, or another. So for real, I know I just took a drastic turn on some sad shit or some down shit, but seriously, if motherfuckers can't handle some shit, man, hit me up for real. Or not even just me, just anybody that you feel you can reach out to and they will really listen to you and take you serious. And hopefully these people that you do reach out to do take you serious. Because as the days go by, a lot of these youngins just getting younger and younger in terms of when they commit suicide. And it's just some sad shit. And kind of weird. Because when I was growing up and I went to school, Kids was getting full-blown tortured and beat the fuck up and getting jaws broken and all type of shit. And they still coming back to school damn near the next day type shit. So I'm not used to this whole suicide type shit. This shit is crazy. But I understand with social media and internet and all that stuff, there's more isolation. You're not necessarily having these conversations with physical people. You're not necessarily around other people that you feel like understand you, which you would think with the internet that it would be more abundant for you. But I don't know. But I guess on the internet, there's equal pushback. You could find your groups that will accept you and chop it up with you. Then you have your groups that might egg you on and try to give you directions as to how to get rid of yourself, which I highly don't recommend. But again, if you need to chop it up with somebody, you just need somebody to listen, fuck with me, for real. Because to tie that in, I just recently saw the fucking Oprah presentation of the interview of the guys who were in When They See Us and the guys who were actually a part of the Central Park Five, which Ava DuVernay was saying how she was trying to get away from that title because, it kind of took their identity away from them, which I understand. So I was trying to find another word outside of Central Park Five, but, it is what it is. They did have a documentary called that. They co-signed, and I believe they were even in it. I don't remember. But anyway, I was watching this just to see if I can get some more insight in terms of things that they said specifically. Because I don't think I've ever seen all five of them together in one setting like that before. So I wanted to see if I can get some more details that I may not have known in previous years, watching the fucking case and all that type of shit. And the one thing I did see outside of Oprah being kind of garbage, because, Oprah will co-sign this type of shit when it's already safe for. She'll co-sign some shit like this, meaning she latched on to something that was already uncovered. It was already widely known and publicized, and it's already been so-called, closed. They got closure and they got settlement money and all this type of shit. Although there is no real closure for what really happened to them. But my point is justice, so-called, has already been served. And it's already been recognized at how much of a travesty it was and all this type of shit. But a person like Oprah with $1 billion wouldn't even dare highlight some shit that's still ongoing and something that she could actually proactively change. She could change somebody's life right now who's actually going through this right now, who may be in prison or who may be affected by some wrongful justice or being falsely accused of some shit or whatever the case may be. That's the problem I have with people like Oprah. That's why I always talk crazy about them. Well, not even so-called crazy, but Ava DuVernay was highlighting this story to showcase how these guys have went through this and how other people out there may be going through the same thing. And before she could even explain that, Oprah cut her off to make sure she didn't say that shit, which is fucking crazy. And once again, I just can't fuck with that type of shit. Let me see if I can find a piece of the clip to showcase exactly what I'm talking about. Hopefully this shit will make sense. Let's see. So here you go right here. It's a small little brief segment that I'm going to play right here.
That was the biggest thing. I wanted them to love it. As a filmmaker, over the years, you think about critics and awards and, your peers, and you want other filmmakers to love it, and you want the public to love it. And this was for them to love it, the five of them. I remember when we screened it in Los Angeles, Netflix was kind enough to fly them all out.
Now, I'm pausing it right here because I just want you to pay close attention as to when Oprah interrupts her as she's saying this next part. Just please listen.
I sat behind Corey and I watched them all watch it. I watched them all learn each other's stories because they were in their own isolated, their own life. So they didn't know the intricacies of what was happening behind doors in the other man's story, particularly with Corey's story. And afterward, they all embraced each other and me. We all had tears. And we understood each other a little bit more. And hopefully from people understanding these men, they'll understand.
That's got to be one of the greatest things as a...
Well, there's no review. There's no... I mean, the reviews...
See right there? Ava DuVernay was about to say how this stuff is still happening today and all this other stuff like that. And how this is not an isolated incident. And Oprah strategically cut her off. Now, before y'all think I'm reaching and all this type of shit, just listen to that little brief segment one more time.
And hopefully from people understanding these men, they'll understand.
That's got to be one of the greatest things as a...
Well, there's no review.
See, that shit is crazy, man. Like, Oprah didn't cut anybody off of the entire segment of the entire show. But that one moment right there when she's about to really say some real shit and bring all this shit all the way around, Oprah decided to cut her off. That shit was not an accident. And that's why I can't fuck with people like Oprah. And also, during this fucking show, you will see how these men are really devastated. These men are basically saying, well... One in particular, Antron, was saying how he couldn't forgive his father and all this type of shit and how he hated him. which I highlighted that last episode, and I was saying how their parents gave them to the system on a fucking golden platter. Just gave their children to the system, minus maybe a couple of them. I think just one of them, actually. But anyway, and how the father never really recovered from it. This shit is insane, man. How you just, you cannot do that. You cannot just give your children away without fighting. You have to fight for your life. You have to offer your life for your children. And these men will never really get over that type of shit. Two of them were pretty much having nervous breakdowns on the stage as this shit was playing out. And again, I watched it out of respect for them, not out of fucking respect for Oprah. I have no respect for Oprah. She gonna weasel her way into anything. But it was interesting hearing Antron explain his situation and how he was saying how he lost his religion and everything after he got arrested. He just became really fucking violent and irritable. He hated everybody. He hated his father and all that type of stuff. It's some real deep shit, man. But once again, for them to only highlight this fucking particular case and story is almost to say that this was the last time it happened and it won't happen again type shit, which is far from the fucking truth. This shit happens all the fucking time. And it kind of pisses me off how they use this shit to, you know, parade these men around the fucking world and shit as if they're the beacon of change. But nothing has changed. It's still the same way today. That shit happened 30 years ago and nothing has changed from then till now. Zero has changed. If anything, it may have gotten worse. It damn sure hasn't gotten better. Not by a fucking long shot. So like I always say, I like to provide proof and fucking receipts with everything that I say. And I like to showcase shit to show people that I'm not fucking reaching and making shit up. Even though some people may listen to this and still say I'm reaching, which is fine. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but I'm providing the fucking proof. And it's just sad to see people like Oprah go out like this. I mean, fucking Corey Wise couldn't even talk for the entirety of the show. He wasn't saying anything. And when he did say something, it was very mumbled and you couldn't even really understand what he was saying because he was fighting back tears and emotion. And I think he may have some sort of handicap or something that I don't remember. Because again, I didn't watch the series, so I don't remember what they said about him or anything. But regardless, he couldn't really find words when they were asking him questions. It was very hard for him to talk. And Antron, he was very, you know, he was basically begging for help throughout the whole show. And it was sad to see, man. It's very sad to see. Yusuf seems to be really the only one who is really strong and put together. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way towards the other gentleman. But, you know, he's the only one that seems to really have handled it well. And even then, that's what he's projecting to the universe. That doesn't mean that he's not fighting back demons and everything as well. You never know, like I said. Because as I was saying, the young man at my job, he wasn't showing any symptoms of anything. He didn't seem sad in the slightest of bits. And this man took his life. So you never really know what people are going through. And again, I'm not trying to fuck up the whole tone of the episode, but you know, you have to chop up real shit. This is what this fucking podcast is for. I'm chopping up real shit no matter what fucking emotion it provokes. It has to be said. I can't hold real shit back. But anyway, going back to the whole auntie and OG shit, I'm kind of into like interior design and lighting and all type of shit like that. And when I'm looking at other people's designs and all this type of shit in terms of how they lay out their places and all that, I'm always hearing about man caves and all this type of shit. But never in my life will I have a fucking man cave because nobody can tell me what the fuck I can have. And you're definitely not going to isolate what the fuck I want into one little fucking section of the house type shit. No, I'm putting what the fuck I want up wherever the fuck I am. Like, the fuck? You're not going to put my shit in the fucking basement and you take over the whole rest of the house type shit. It's like men are afraid to express themselves and show what they really love and all that type of shit. Like you look around my place, all you see is shit that I'm into, shit that I fuck with. You're not going to see some shit that's going to make other people feel comfortable and all this type of shit. Now, with that said, you're gonna feel pretty comfortable anyway because it's a very light and fun environment that I've created. I wanted to create a real fucking studio experience where you could just come kick it, chill, record, and have a fucking great time and just look around and, you know, just be inspired by shit around you. But nobody can tell me what the fuck to put up in terms of art and all this type of shit. You can't make me have a fucking man cave. That would imply the rest of the house is not mine. And that shit just will never fucking happen. No. And it's just sad to see other dudes who put up with that type of shit. To where they just give in and give their wife the whole house and all your cool shit is in the fucking basement or the attic or some shit. Hell nah. And with that said, I'm not saying I won't have my wife's ideas or my future wife's ideas inside the house or whatever. But I mean, it's going to be a collaboration between the two of us, if anything. It's not going to be all me. It's not going to be all her. And she damn sure not throwing all my shit in the fucking basement. I tell you that goddamn much right now, champ. I don't know what the fuck is going on with dudes out here, man. Man the fuck up, man. If you want some fly shit in the crib, man, get some fly shit in the crib. Because half you motherfuckers end up getting divorced and regret the whole shit any fucking way. So, I mean, why not at least enjoy yourself during your fucking marriage? Because, you know, women going to express themselves. They're going to have all type of fucking, I don't know, fucking pastries and blankets and shit all around the fucking crib. Fucking rugs and shit. They ain't waiting for you when they thinking about this type of shit. So what the fuck you waiting for? Motherfuckers is just beating down. And people don't really understand how important it is to express yourself. It's not just about fucking podcasts and all this other shit. Or fucking liking sports. You got to express yourself in all types of different formats. All different types of ways. Creatively, physically, emotionally. All that shit matters. Because before you know it, you're going to be a shell of yourself. And then she's not going to be attracted to you anymore any fucking way. Because you stopped doing all the fly shit that she was doing before you met her. That made her be even attracted to you in the first place. So now you walk around. You just a shell of yourself. You're not having fun. You miserable as fuck. And your wife is on your ass about not doing this and doing that. And then next thing you know, you fucking divorced. Or you going 20 years and y'all ain't even talking to each other type shit. It's just a weird fucking situation going on between men and women. And I damn sure ain't fucking sacrificing what I do or love for anybody. You're going to see all my fly shit. And when I say this, I'm not talking about no materialistic type shit. I mean fly shit in terms of the way I express myself. It doesn't have to be a fucking material object. No, I'm just talking in general. I can't be held back by other people and what they believe I should be doing or what they believe I should look like or what it look like I should be doing. Hopefully that shit made sense because I'm kind of ranting right now. But yeah, I ain't fucking with it. That's just what it comes down to. A lot of people, I feel like they sacrifice the wrong shit. They sacrifice the shit they like instead of sacrificing shit that is no longer needed in their life. Don't sacrifice shit that you fuck with. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Unless you're sacrificing money or something or objects, you know, you give certain things up to put your kids through college or something like that. Yes, that makes sense. But sacrificing shit that you love, that you also can keep, and it's not harming anybody, why the fuck are you giving that up? It doesn't make any fucking sense at all to me. Somebody please explain that shit to me. But people will hear this and be like, that's why you ain't in a relationship. That's why you're going to be single for the rest of your life. It's like, nah, not really. Like, my list of women that want to get married to me, it's a nice little list. So, I mean, I don't know. I can't stress that enough, goddammit. I mean, I know how to treat people. I know how to move in the streets and all that type of shit. It's just sad to see other dudes just sacrifice everything they fuck with and get nothing back in return. Like, there was this one dude on this website forum that I was looking at. He had like certain shoes that he really loved in his living room. And other people in the forum was posting like, man, you need to take that out, man. You need to save that for the closet, man. Don't have that shit all over the living room, man. It looks tacky, man. But in reality, these other dudes who are critiquing the way he has his living room set up are really terrified to really showcase shit that they love because they're terrified that people are going to judge him and think they're weird and all this type of shit. In reality, people are going to think you're fucking weird anyway in one way or another. And plus, everybody is weird about something. It just depends on what it is. Some of you motherfuckers out here collecting toenails and some shit like that. Other motherfuckers collecting stamps. I mean, it don't fucking matter. Everybody's doing something that's weird. Everybody's crazy in their own way. Crazy about something. It just depends on what it is. Some people are crazy as in hiding dead bodies. Other people are crazy as in they might have 1,000 shoes in their closet. It all depends on what you consider crazy and the level of crazy that you are. Some crazy habits are, you know, are manageable or you can live around that. It's a little bit harder when you got fucking dead bodies in the refrigerator. It's a little hard to live around that. If you got too many tennis shoes or something, something tells me that's a little bit more manageable. That's a sacrifice that that's something that other people could deal with. The dead bodies, not so much. Not so fucking much. So everybody, I implore you to do what the fuck it is you want to do, as long as it's not harmful to other people. Because I'm damn sure not changing what the fuck I do at all. Fuck that. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with people thinking I'm gonna give a fuck what you think about me, because I don't. And also on a random note, I just noticed that I had some reviews on fucking on the Apple podcast and shit. And I appreciate that. I never noticed that shit in my life. I guess it just barely started showing up or something. I don't know. But anybody who's ever left a review on the podcast, I really greatly appreciate it. As I always say, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you fucking with me. I appreciate anybody leaving comments or whatever or likes. All that shit is what's up. I never really force my hand and beg for people to do any of this type of shit. So anybody who goes out of the way to do any of that type of shit, I appreciate it and I fuck with you for real. Bottom of my heart type shit. But yeah, I'm seeing my boy Anthony Mackie He must have like a 360 Netflix deal because I'm seeing him in other Netflix movies and shit coming up, which is kind of cool because he does have to redeem himself from that fucking Black Mirror episode that he did. That must have been part of the deal. You're like, hey, man, we're going to give you this fucking this 360 Netflix deal, but you know, you got to do some questionable shit for that, champ. You can't just, we're not just going to give this shit to you. You got to show us that you committed to us. And for people who don't know what I'm talking about, you would have to see this episode of Black Mirror called Striking Vipers. And you know, a lot of people at my job was pissed off because I told them to watch it. And they was on my ass all week about that shit. Pause. They're like, dawg, what the fuck you got to be watching, man? What kind of weirdo shit is this? But you know, I don't run away from the weirdness. I don't run away from the criticism. I knew that shit was going to be the talk of the town for a long, for a long ass time at the job. And I have to say, it's all my fault. I appreciate it. Pause, by the way. But yeah, man, that shit was funny. Shout out to Anthony Mackie, man. You out here tripping with yourself. But, you know, shout out to you, champ. I see what you're doing, unfortunately. But yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that. I think I'll just move on. Just navigate right around that. I see they fucking putting Avengers Endgame back in movies and shit with fucking extra scenes and shit. Now that bitch 3 hours and 5 minutes. There's probably fucking 2 cutscenes in that bitch or some shit. Slay dog. I'm not about to go back in the fucking movie theater and watch that long-ass movie again. Are you out your fucking mind? Hell no. Fuck out of here. And I was about to say something else, but I know a lot of people still haven't seen the fucking movie yet, so I chill. I won't put no fucking spoilers in it and shit. But just know that I ain't fucking doing it. They lucky I watched it the first fucking time. The only reason I really did is because I have a podcast, and you know, I was looking to see if there's some content in it. And I pieced together a little bit of content from it, but you know, I moved on now. Fuck it. Then I see they taking fucking Dark Phoenix out the movies already and shit. That shit mega flopped. It's a fucking 3-hour movie about a lady with fire in her heart. We already have ex-girlfriends. We already know what the fire in the heart is. We've all seen that. We've all seen scorned women. I don't want to go to the fucking movies and pay for a fucking scorned woman. That shit's crazy. Hell no. Don't want to watch that shit. It's enough women with attitude out here already. With a fiery attitude. You expect me to go pay for this shit now? Fuck no. I don't want to see a woman with an attitude while I'm eating gummy bears and shit. I'll pass, champ. And by the way, you little blackhead ladies out there, this is just a joke. I know that's not what the movie's really about. I know who Phoenix is, Jean Grey, all that type of shit. I'm just being an asshole. Relax. I still fuck with y'all. I love women, even though y'all get on my goddamn nerves. Somehow I still love y'all. I don't know why. It's a weird relationship, but it's all good. Let's see what else we got here. Just making random shit up right now. Oh yeah, I see a lot of people online in the uproar about fucking Puff Daddy allegedly might be fucking engaged with Lori Harvey. And I hate him saying this TMZ ass shit. But I'm only saying this because it would be weird because his son dated her. So that's a fucking awkward ass dinner table discussion they're probably having. And I don't even give a fuck about that bullshit. But I've seen that happen in real life where there was this guy I worked with and his father worked with us too. And his father slept with his fucking girlfriend, his current girlfriend. And it was just an awkward ass situation at the job. That shit was weird. It's like, dog, what kind of hoe ass shit is that? Well, you're fucking sleeping with your son's girlfriend. That shit is crazy. Like, do you know I would shoot you in the fucking face? There's no way I would ever put up with no hoe ass shit like that. Ever in my life. But they were still cool on some best friend type shit. It was a weird ass situation to watch in front of you. But his dad was just knocking chicks down left and right. I believe even at the job. That's some awkward ass shit though. It's like, dog. Do you know I will break your fucking jaw? So hopefully that's just a rumor. Because I don't like doing this fucking TMZ ass shit. But again, I only bring it up to talk about the real life stories. Not about the fucking gossip shit. But like I always say, a lot of people call gossip what they not into. That's all they really mean by gossip. Let's say if I'm talking about fucking love and hip hop, they be like I'm gossiping. But then they'll turn around and talk about LeBron James and Kyrie. It's like, dawg, you still gossiping. You do not understand that, right? Just because you like what... Just because you like the topic don't mean you're not gossiping right now. But you know, that's dudes for you. Men and women gossip. It's not exclusive to women. I try to stay away from it as much as possible. But you know, it is what it is. There's also been reports that Kanye West only makes about 5% of his dealings with fucking Yeezys. That's what I'm always telling people. These people are high paid employees. These people don't have any ownership. Ownership is not 5% of the company. That's not ownership. That's some slave type shit. Because just imagine he's making millions of dollars off 5%. So imagine what they're making off of that shit. That shit is insane. You know how much money they're fucking making if he's making hundreds of millions off 5% of the fucking profits? That's some nonsensical type shit right there. But it's damn near you have to sign that deal because the fucking clothing industry is fucking iron tight damn near. You might look at companies like Supreme and shit and you'd be like, man, they killing it. They independent. No, they sold their company a long time ago to LVMH, I believe. I think Louis Vuitton bought them out, or some private investors or some shit. I forgot how it went down, but you know what I'm saying? It went down for hundreds of millions of dollars. And shout out to the young man who gave me the Supreme neon light. I really don't give a fuck about Supreme at all, but it was damn near given to me for free, so I had to fuck with it. And I love neon lights. Again, that's one of my weird moments, I guess. Fucking with neons and all that type of shit. But nah, had to put neons in the man cave. Fuck out of here. Not ever having a man cave in my fucking life. Do what the fuck I want to do. But yeah, back to this ownership type shit. That's why, you know, put down serious money to have my own shit, like the podcast and all this type of shit. Trying to figure out how some sponsorship type shit will work. I need to start, you know, politicking with local businesses and all that type of shit. Really get my name out here. I got some strategies cooked up. I just haven't fully utilized it yet because, you know, I've just been taking care of other shit behind the scenes and really trying to figure shit out as to how I really want to move and where I really want to take things. Because, you know, as you're doing this, there are blueprints. I mean, you can model yourself after other people, but, you know, I really don't do that. I pretty much do things how I see fit and you let things progress as natural as possible. I'm not forcing my hand by any means. I'm taking my time, trying to make everything as right as possible and make some real enjoyable shit jump off, man. That's all I'm really doing out here and having fun while I'm doing it. And once again, doubling back to the fucking OG and auntie type shit, the producer of The Shy, Lena Waithe, is now accusing Denzel Washington and Will Smith of not investing money into black films and all this type of shit. And I fucked with Lena Waithe at first, but now it seems like she's damn near like an agent. Like they put her in the game and elevated her to cause fucking diversion and fucking segregation within the community of black people in the Hollywood world. That's why I haven't spoken on the Jason Mitchell situation. If you don't know, that's the guy who got kicked off The Shy and lost all his fucking endorsements or whatever and other roles and all his publicists and lawyers and all that shit dropped him off of accusations of he couldn't control himself on the set or whatever. And I didn't speak on it because I don't know how true this shit is. I don't believe he spoke out about it yet, which in a lot of people's eyes is a bad sign. But that can go either way. You could speak out against it and people gonna think you full of shit. Or you could be silent and people gonna think you full of shit. It's kind of a gift and a curse. But you know, any man who's in a heterosexual environment is always going to be looked at as devious and shit anyway in the Hollywood world. A heterosexual black man is like the devil in Hollywood. It's some shit that people don't want to see. If you notice in these movies, a lot of these black men don't even be married to black women. You look at people like The Rock and shit. Yes, The Rock is black. And you know, he's never really married to a black woman. He be having white kids and shit in movies and shit. You know, they just be on some weirdo shit. They never really showcase black families in movies. So I don't really know what's going on with Jason Mitchell and if he really did it or not. But either way, Lena Waithe is kind of on some circus shit. Because for one, you don't know what the fuck Will Smith or Denzel is doing. You don't know what they're putting their money behind. You have no fucking proof of this. And we heard you squirm your way out of, you know, accusations about you could have controlled situations better on the set and all this type of shit. And you knew about the fucking altercations between Jason Mitchell and the woman actor or actress, depending on, you know. I call everybody actors. I put everybody on an even, equal playing field. I don't know how women feel about that. Just like I don't say black comedians and all this type of shit. No, you a fucking comedian. You're not a black comedian. I don't see how people could say shit like black comedian anyway, because, you know, black comedians are running the fucking game. So how you gonna classify them in a different box and act like they're less than white comedians when black comedians are the most popular fucking comedians in the world? But anyway, I'm just ranting about all type of random shit. But as I always say, a lot of this shit will not be going unnoticed. I see you motherfuckers. I see the slick shit that y'all doing. And I'm calling all this shit out. Y'all ain't just gonna fucking get away with this shit. You're not just gonna mosey on and hop on the good foot and not get kicked in the ass. Hell no. Fuck that. Yeah, but hopefully Lena Waithe is not on some sucker shit, but it's not looking good for her. She doing a lot of questionable shit recently. And no, this fucking podcast is not an attack on women and all this shit. I'm just speaking on what's going on today. And as I always say, it is what it is. Because I actually hate the fucking divergence between men and women. This shit is pretty ridiculous. You shouldn't be in relationships fucking going against your fucking spouse. Y'all are supposed to be showcasing teamwork. Your two teams aren't supposed to be playing against each other. Y'all are supposed to be working towards a common goal on the same team. But you rarely ever see that, at least in the United States. I can't really speak for other countries, but there are more defined roles in other countries. The United States have become blurred in terms of gender roles and all this type of shit. Or at least they're trying to make it that way. They're kicking kids out of school for saying there are only two genders and all this type of shit. These teachers and other people just doing what the fuck they want to do. And you know, this is on purpose confusion. The confusion is not on accident. This is planned. It's a coercion of confusion. The same way they did with the boys on When They See Us or Central Park 5. Once again, however you want to break it down. They were confused on purpose by the system, by the people around them, by their own parents. All this shit was meant to be. And once again, they even tried to sneak that justice system shit on that fucking Oprah show with them on it. And I ain't trying to hear that goofy ass shit. Fuck out of here. And it was crazy because everybody in the audience was crying and shit, like bawling crying. Everybody had their face in their hands. Because it's sad to see that shit play out in real time, in person. The people on stage giving their testimony. You know, it's tough to watch. And out of respect for them, I probably will watch When They See Us at some point. But again, I'm not in any type of rush because, once again, this is not no fucking isolated occurrence. And I refuse to view it as such. But out of respect for the artistry and these men, I will watch it. It's just going to be on my time. But once again, I had fun chopping it up with y'all boys and girls. Hopefully y'all enjoyed yourself. WWFLIP, When We Feel Like It Podcast, where we broadcast when the fuck we feel like it. Sean, gone. Thank you for listening.